We're still hoping to be in the church for Christmas Eve, so keep praying. Still not a sure thing. You'll have to wait till the final call goes out. You want to make sure all the pews are well anchored to the ground so you don't go crashing to the ground when you sit in those pews. And I just realized late on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception that our Blessed Mother's statue arrived, painted along with St. Joseph on her feast day. So that was a nice little present that we received. One of the statue of Mary is a new one. We will keep Our Lady of Fatima at her particular place. But we will have Joseph and Mary on either side of the mosaic. So I think you're going to enjoy it. 45-year-old woman in the year 2006 named Pauline from Victoria, Texas, told this story about her confession. It had to come from her because the priest couldn't obviously say anything about her confession. And that's the way it always is. But she shared this story that she had gone to confession and she asked the priest to help her with some questions. And so he said, well, have you forgiven everybody in your life that you've had trouble with? And she said, well, there's two that have not been able to forgive. One is deceased and the other is living. And I've asked God for the grace, but I just have not been able to do it yet. And so the priest gave her some advice and absolved her of her sins. And so after that, she went to the grocery store. And lo and behold, the one person that was still living that she had not been able to forgive came up to her, and she hadn't seen him in about 10 years, and surprised her and said, hey, do you remember me? And she said, oh, yes, very well. And they had a good conversation, and he had been very evil towards her and maliciously gossiped against her, and she had even thought of filing a lawsuit against him 10 years previously. But all of that seemed to melt away as the grace came to her to forgive him. And she wrote this. She said, God had lightened my burden through the sacrament of reconciliation. He brought me peace, joy, healing, and a brighter outlook on life. When I received Holy Communion the following Sunday, I shed tears of joy. I shed tears of joy. And I thought that true story is a very beautiful summarization of what our Bible readings are all about, that repentance and preparing the way of the Lord. First of all, between Isaiah and Mark, there were two similarities. Both of them spoke about good news. Isaiah called it good tidings and then good news. And Mark used the term gospel, which means a good spell, not a magic spell, but a good tale, a good telling, good news. And so the good news is that God has come and he will come again, and he comes to us in the meantime, what the saints have called the third coming of the Lord, through grace and through the sacraments. He's coming today. He's right there on that table and will be in a moment. Bread and wine will miraculously become the power and the presence of Jesus our Lord, his body, blood, soul, and divinity. Everything that he is in heaven will be truly there on this altar, some of us in our souls as we receive Holy Communion. So the good news for the prophet Isaiah to the Israelites at that time was that the Lord was coming. And we know he has come now, and he will come again. Both of them also said, make straight the way of the Lord. And in those days when the king would come to a certain region, his men would go out in advance and they would tell the people, get ready, get prepared, the king is coming. Make straight his pathways. And literally they would fill in the potholes and grind down the bumps so that he would have an easy ride on his chariot or whatever he was riding to come into that area. Because they wanted him to be happy when he came, right? And so they did something in preparation. And so the same is for us. We need to fill in the potholes of the sins of our omission. What was the things that we should have done and we didn't do, right? And then we need to grind down the bumps of our sins of commission, the things that we did and wish that we hadn't done. And so when we do that, we make a straight pathway and a highway for the Lord into our hearts. So we do have extra confessions this week on Wednesday night, 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the chapel here in the high school. You can access through the doors from Main Street side. And we'll have it this Wednesday and again the next Wednesday as well. We also heard how John the Baptist said that he proclaimed a baptism of repentance, asking people to turn away from their sins. And it says that as he baptized them, they publicly acknowledged their sins, right? Would anybody like to go first and confess your sins in front of everybody here in the gym? No. It's a lot easier now going just to one person, a priest, right? Because the priest is there to stand in, not only for God, but for the community. That you are confessing your sins that have been against the community as well. The sins we have committed against each other. And he said, Jesus, however, will baptize you in the Holy Spirit. And so when we're baptized in the name of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And each person comes to dwell in our hearts and make our hearts his tabernacle. What an incredible gift that God gives to us in that gift of our baptism. And then as long as we're in the state of grace, the Lord continues to dwell in our hearts. So this is what Advent is all about. Preparation for the coming of the Lord, continually purifying our hearts so that they can be like a beautiful manger for the Lord, the baby Jesus to be placed in our hearts anew this Christmas. So let us take advantage of that great and incredible gift. St. Peter today in the second letter said that God's delay in coming is so that all can come to repentance, so that basically all can be saved is what God's desire is. He doesn't want anybody to be lost, right? And so God is so loving that he continues to delay his coming so that people have more and more time to change, right? And it's a good thing that we know that we have that end of our life. Otherwise, we probably would put it off forever, right? But we know that we have a certain amount of time on earth, and we want to be prepared for when the Lord comes for us. That's kind of like our personal second coming of the Lord. So the Lord is patient, it says, and we're called to patience as well. I'll conclude with a little story about a young boy named Hank, and he's talking with God, kind of about what we heard in that reading today from St. Peter. Hank said, God, I was wondering, how long is a million years to you? And God said, Son, a million years is like a second to me. Hank says, God, how much is $1 million to you? God says, Son, $1 million to me is like one penny to you. So Hank says, God, can I have one of your pennies? And God says, sure, Hank, just a second. It's going to be a long time. So let us be prepared for the coming of the Lord. Amen.